episode as a robot.
Welcome to the podcast. I am a robot. Well, not really, a crude caricature of what people thought robots would be in probably the 80s.
Visual. Welcome.
You did my welcome blah, blah, blah. I trained my whole life for it. Well, I trained my whole. I was.
You're a robot.
I literally. I put it on a. What are those spinny wheels on the back of boats that make them go?
Propeller.
Well, yes, but they have a name.
It's a propeller.
No, on a boat. It's like a rudder.
a rudder.
A rudder. My brother. My brother.
You put it on a rudder.
I put my lips on a rudder so I can go, whoa, 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 whoa. And I do that every day for 3 hours, and you took it from me. You snatched it like a seagull.
You leaned into this robot thing, but we'd established our bit already.
Well, I just figured that was like loosening up. I thought you'd cut all the robot shit anyways in post.
I could. You still could start with your thing if you want to start with your thing.
No, let's just... Unreal.
Do you want me to do it then?
Yeah, just do it. No, you know what? Let Gino do it.
Hey guys.
Yeah, Gino, you welcome do it.
Okay, we have Mr. Gino Vagino on the pod with us tonight. It's been 30 years since we recorded last.
We recorded last at the end of October.
Yep.
The episode came out 3 days from now. It will come out in 3 days from when we're recording this.
In that episode,
we said it had been 3 months. It has been 5.
Word.
I have no excuses.
Well, yeah, no, our three fans were hounding me pretty hard about it, but I told them good things come to those who wait. And in this case, you're going to be waiting for a little bit.
Spotify told me I was in the top 0.0005% of your listeners.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
You got a big,
we got a fan. We got a big fan.
We got a big fan on tonight.
One of our top fans.
One of our top listeners, even.
Yeah. I had a huge crush on you guys in college, so this is a big moment for me.
Gino,
it's a big moment. It's a really big moment for him.
Gino, you listen
on you guys, like us as a collective. You
listen to this more than my girlfriend does.
I think so.
She hears it from the other room. She doesn't need to listen to the podcast.
That's true.
The percentage was fabricated, but it did appear in my top 5 podcasts. It did.
He fucking lied to us. Just so you could get on the pod. He lied so he could get on the pod. Our exclusive pod.
I'm pretty sure it didn't even appear in my top 5 podcast.
It wasn't anywhere on my anything.
I don't think it was.
And I never listened to it.
But you
again.
Know what? You know what, man? We're still here. 5 months later.
We'll do them when we fucking feel like it. All right? Back off.
So look, we're here to have fun. We're here to have fun.
We're here to have fun.
Us.
I don't want. Yeah, I don't. I'm yeah. Don't hold me to your standards.
Yeah. Look, man. Elon Musk bought Twitter. So
what? We just try to segue something topical in there.
Actually, I did have a thing in there. What the fuck was our last episode? Giants. It was Giants.
No, that well the last but
well the last we did, one was the Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome, but the one
technically
is, yeah, but, Giants. Literally like the mythology.
It was Giants,
of Giants,
but right before that was Kanye Quest.
Right.
Which is dude, Kanye's a fucking Nazi now.
He Nazied out.
He's like a full
I did not
Nazi.
See that coming.
There it is. I think it's funny that Kanye is a white supremacist because he's not white. He's not right. Like
that's the
like,
point.
That's
man.
Fucked up, right? Like that's
it's a
weird.
Strange.
It's weird. I don't know. Whatever. All right, Nick. What are we talking about? What are we talking about tonight? What's the conspiracy theory?
Here comes my stupid ass. So, we're going to be talking about the Men in Black, the conspiracy theory, not the, the movies. But, okay, but also it's... You got... As I dug very surface level into the conspiracy of the Men in Black, which is a very simple idea, it became harder to stray away from the movie's involvement in the conspiracy because it's one of those things where it's like they kind of go hand in hand now in the modern age. So I really was trying to separate the movie as much as possible to keep this a strictly conspiracy.
Yeah. The fact from the fiction, right? Yeah.
But the fact and the fiction are closer than we may think.
Earlier today I Googled real life Men in Black and it still brought up pictures of Will Smith. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, like that's not what I'm looking for.
MIB. Mommy is bussin'.
What?
Mommy is bussin'.
I don't...
It's what the kids are saying.
I don't know what those words mean.
Mommy, that would be...
Okay,
like
that I got. No, that one figure. I got. It's really the last word.
Bussin'.
What does bussin' mean? Is it? It's good. It's just good?
Well...
I think my interpretation is his mother... is in the service industry.
She's a busser.
And
she clears off tables.
She's quite tables. Literally bussing.
Yeah.
That's no, that makes sense.
I mean, that's the other
logical. That makes sense to me. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right. I'm glad we can all agree on that. It's a good thing we're not too old yet that we start losing track of what these things mean. Anyways, the Men in Black, not Will Smith and Two-Face. Men in Black are, I guess they're viewed before the like movie shit painted them in like a heroic light. They were really like a shadow or evil organization. You know what I mean? For like UFO culture, UFOologists or conspiracy theorists. So it's like, you know, like Majestic 12, New World Order, that kind of shit. Like they were viewed as like
Nick, I would like a little more explanation. New World Order, we can skip over that. That Majestic 12. What?
You don't know the Majestic 12? Well, we're not talking about the Majestic. It's a shadow organization, but that's
well,
not what
okay.
That's not important. It's not important. It's not important to this. I'm just it was compared to
Okay.
But I guess there was like three branching conspiracies before. I mean, when you think of Men in Black, what do you think of? Who do you think of?
Will Smith
and Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay, but like guys in suits, right?
Men
well, there was other suits. Interpretations that they were also aliens, which the movies kind of do in a way where they hiding in plain sight type thing. But it's either robots or aliens or people, and I think we can. There's nothing with the aliens and robots. That's all there is people saying maybe. So I'm going to slide over those ones and we'll just talk about them as the people, as the government or shadow organization, because, you know,
now are they supposed galaxy defenders or.
See, that's a tough call. The movie definitely painted them in a galaxy defender light.
But they seem kind of bad from what I've read.
Yeah, it's basically like the story, simply put, is that if you have a alien paranormal type experience, they are the hush men that basically come to silence you, make you forget it, make you disappear, whatever, so that you don't talk about it, you're threatened. They don't want people to know that aliens exist for whatever reason. Why that reason is other branching subjective ideas. But the main common thread is that they want to suppress the knowledge of extraterrestrial life. Or so they say.
Do we... So, obviously, I sent you guys a clip of Men in Black stories, Men in Black experiences earlier. One thing that I gathered, which I think the movie kind of takes for granted, glosses over, is the Men in Black are... We're using the word men very loosely here, right? Like, it's not just like, it's not just humans in black suits. It's like, ah, yeah, here's a guy, sort of a guy. He's taller than a normal man. Like, I don't know. He's like 6'4", 6'5", pale ass skin, very taut. No eyebrows.
Yeah, I saw that in the article. Hair, yeah. That no eyebrows is fucking weird.
Yeah, right. They have no eyebrows. They have no hair. They just wear hats, suits. But they have bright red lips like a human would.
Would. Like a skin suit or like,
yeah.
Like an alien right. skin suit?
Well, that's yeah. the interesting thing about Men in Black is like it, are in the movie, right? They're just guys. They're just Will Smith. Who's the other fucking guy in Men in Black?
Two-Face.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. Thank you. It's Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. And they're just men
Mommy
in
Lee
black
Jones.
Suits. And that's what the Men in Black are. And it's like, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, they're men in black suits. And then you, beep, beep. In real life, I don't think the Men in Black are men.
You don't?
I don't think they're just like human dudes. Like they seem.
I see both branches. I can see them.
From what I've read about them, there's a weird amount of like their skin doesn't fit the skeleton kind of deal.
Yeah, they are described very strangely. It's like you're having, other than being threatened or made to forget or whatever, they are like menacing in a weird, they give you a strange experience regardless, just visually, which is strange. And their black Cadillac, that's just like so glaringly like, hey, this is a bad guy car, tinted window, bad guy. Listen, it's like the biggest like rabbit hole, so to say, is that the movie was made in part to redirect people's thoughts and opinions of the Men in Black to be this, oh, it's so silly that these kind of people would ever exist, and they're good guys. If they did exist, they're heroes. But look how silly this is. It's a comedy with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, and it's la la la, like, oh my God, could you, yeah, like there's really people who go around and make you forget seeing UFOs. So it totally like shit on the idea that these real conspirators were having, and always painting this idea in a negative light and like a scary light. Different stories that we've read, it was even on the article that you sent with people's experiences of seeing flashing lights or whatnot, and someone showing up to their house the next day and being like, hey, you can't tell anybody what you saw or there will be consequences. Or the stories that nobody even hears because they're silenced before it can even get out. Then now it's like, you can't say Men in Black without thinking Will Smith funny movie. So that like totally
so you're going conspiracy on top of the conspiracy. Like, yeah, so it's not just the Men in Black out there silencing shit. It's the
media's bought by the Men in Black.
Gino, thoughts?
I I'm torn.
I'm not gonna lie, man. This is not how most of our episodes go. Normally we come in with some evidence, maybe some stories.
I took a few notes, but I didn't know what I was expected to contribute, I suppose.
I mean, fuck it. Just throw it out there, man. It's heavily
edited. All the stories were the same, and there weren't that many of them.
You can say if you want to. I'll cut it out.
They'll never know.
They'll never know.
So this was made. I prefer to call them the. never mind. I don't know. I don't know what to think. It's all. What was his name? Like Albert
Einstein. Yeah. No,
Howard. Yeah. Got it. Harold Dahl. He was one of the people that you sent to us. The one that the donuts in the sky and then falling on the boat. He admitted it was a hoax, right?
And well, I don't know about that.
They made him dial back.
No.
That's what I mean.
No.
Years later. They made him.
Hey, amen. Free speech, but you can't say that. You can't say that. Free speech, though. You say whatever you want, but you can't say that.
What did he say? Hoax?
No, that's not. But you were saying about the real stories, the true stories, yeah. That is ear R.
That's ear R word.
See, so you're saying,
Harold Dahl, father of time.
Roald Dahl.
The father of Roald Dahl? Like the author?
They end up...
Wait. Who's he the father of? You said father of. Father of who?
I was going to say the father of father Men of in Black conspiracies.
Oh, okay. Is that true?
Kind of.
Okay.
He's like the first guy that, one of the first guys that were like, hey, I saw this thing. And then the next day, somebody visited me and took me to a diner. And he pretty much recounted the entire thing that Dahl experienced in detail and said, what I have is proof to you that I know a great deal more about this experience of yours than you will want to believe. The man said menacingly, that was according to Gray Barker's 1956 book, They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers. So that wasn't a published work.
Fantastic.
I think that was the first, like, that's when he coined the phrase Men in Black. Is it?
Okay.
That's what I read.
Why the fuck does Gino know more about this than you do?
I said the same thing.
You're...
I said the same thing. Listen.
Why is Gino showing up unannounced after 5 months? And he knows more about this than we do.
Well, that's because Gino's in the Men in Black.
Look right here. I'm holding my cell phone camera to the camera.
What are we talking about? I was going to say you're in the Men in Black, roleplay subreddit.
Oh.
Gino's typically Tommy Lee Jones. I'm typically Will Smith. That would be Agent A and Agent K, I believe they were in the movie. Agent something. I don't remember Will Smith's, but Tommy Lee Jones was Agent K. I remember that.
Well, who am I?
Oh, no, this is something we actually do. If you want to be a part of it, you got to send in an application. Basically, we dirty talk.
An application?
Yeah. It's like Gino's not an actual Men in Black. You didn't let me finish. He's a Men in Black... He's a member of the Men in Black Dirty Talk subreddit.
Dirty Talk. Oh,
no, it's mostly sexual. It's mostly sexual. Sometimes we'll say a couple things from the movie, but you know, we stay in character, but it is pretty sexually charged.
I could be an alien with like 3 buttholes.
Well, we try to stick to the canon of the movie, but obviously, we can take some artistic liberties whenever we're, you know.
I mean, did they say no to 3 buttholes in the movie, or is that
no? That's what I'm saying. I'm sure we could take some artistic liberties. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, put that in your application.
Okay.
It was more Gino's idea. to be honest.
I'm particularly attracted to Johnny Knoxville's two-headed character. The things you can do with that.
That's valid, yeah. No, that's fair. Very valid. I mean, that's one head on each end, you know? If you position it right. All right. Is there? Do you have more to say about the Men in Black?
Okay. I'll let 80s Robot take care of this one.
In all of their different incarnations, the Men in Black usually have one main purpose: to muzzle witnesses of strange.
The muzzle witnesses of strange paranormal phenomena. They almost
the
always
bad
perplex.
Robot. The robot.
Bad robot.
Laughed.
I'm bad robot.
The robot did laugh halfway through.
Well, yeah. Basically, I almost didn't do this one because there's no fucking information on them. They do a good job at staying hidden.
Well, that's kind of the deal, right? Like,
what?
It's the point.
Well, yeah, and that doesn't make for a good episode.
Why? Well,
especially when we have a guest
who doesn't know how to speak.
Well, you're learning.
Did I do good?
You've learned so many words since we started.
So Gino's actually a Guatemalan refugee that we picked up, but he decided he would, instead of paying us money every month to live with us, he would join the podcast. He does have a very limited English vocabulary. Gino, why don't you say all the words that you know in English?
I have socks.
I love it when he says he has socks. It's classic, dude. Yesterday he put on his shoes and he was so proud and he looked up at me and said, I have socks. And I didn't want to break it to him and tell him they weren't socks. I just said, you sure do, buddy. You sure do.
Oh my God.
He sure does have socks, doesn't he? No, oh, he's such a cutie. I love it.
Oh my God. Is anybody else sweating?
And then other than that, he really knows a lot of Men in Black role play sexual terms. Because that's the other thing he does a lot. Here come the Men in Black, one of his greatest masterpieces.
Yeah.
Galaxy Rear Enders is what we're called.
There it is. Galaxy Rear Enders. Okay, what else?
I also have sweat. That's starting to pour from my forehead. That's nothing out of the ordinary, though.
He needs to use that one a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm so overwhelmed right now.
He's overwhelmed. Well, let's make this a little more interesting. Men in Black Stories Reddit. True.
No, that. Okay,
Men in Black.
Hold on.
All right. Do you want me to read this Reddit post about this guy with an encounter of Men in Black? Do you want me to read it like a really serious guy who really means it, or like a shithead fucking keyboard gremlin?
Read it seriously.
My MIB encounter happened in 2004, and it was something that I'll never forget. A little backstory, prior to the MIB incident, I went on a camping trip to Joshua Tree National Park with a few friends. On our last night there, we were looking at the stars while in front of a campfire. That's when I witnessed a couple of glowing blue UFOs in the night sky going at amazing speeds. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, and my friends were equally amazed and mystified. I tried to take a photo with my flip phone, but the UFOs moved too fast for me to get a clear image of them, naturally. On our drive back home, we talked more about what we saw, and we were really excited about it. And not long after, I noticed a black car following me from a distance. I switched lanes to make sure that the black car was in fact following me, and sure enough, wherever I went, that car followed. Then when I glanced at my rearview mirror again, the car suddenly disappeared without a trace, which was really unsettling. And this is in the Alien/UFO subreddit by a user named Midnight Sax. There's more to it, but that first part seems to be in line with, you know, everything that we...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty typical just UFO sighting, but where are the Men in Black?
They're coming. He says the next day.
Okay. So, okay.
Yeah. Well, it continues. There's more.
That was
more.
Why you was started just, the story.
No. I was pausing at that kind of break in the story.
Yeah. No. Natural moment for the story to pause.
So the next day,
I just did know.
Well, he saw no, a black cat.
I just sorry. No.
All right. In the perspective, I'm going to do the last part as a shithead gremlin, keyboard gremlin.
Hey, man, you read how you want to read. This is I'm not your moment.
The next day, after running a fire. Anyways, black Cadillac, he gets out of the car. Two men are come out in black suits. They had black fedoras, too, so they were very m'lady. And they asked him, he said they had a raspy monotone voice, and their speech was very precise, sounding almost synthetic, and they had a very cold and intense gaze. And they asked, can you describe what you saw that night? What do you think you saw? Did you take any photos of what you saw? Were there others who might have had recording devices or cameras? Do you know if anyone recorded the incident? Have you spoken about this incident with anyone else? Did you find any unusual debris? Would you be withholding any information from us for any reason? And he says that he did answer most of the questions dishonestly. He did withhold a lot of information. Puppy. And they...
my office door doesn't lock.
But it's interesting open, because
I saw a dog.
Continue.
Well, it's like,
which one was it? Was he a husky or was he all husky. Black? Oh, it was Laszlo. Okay, yeah, yeah, that sounds right. Continue. Yeah, sorry.
A lot of people take this shit really seriously.
You seem to like that was like a personal slight against you.
like that story?
We talked about the dog for a second, and you were like, "Yeah, well." A lot of people take this pretty fucking personal.
I don't take it seriously. I don't care.
It was like I was like, Nick. Do
yeah,
you
well, well, you guys have, talk about your
you
dogs.
You have a thing you want to share.
Like, I saw
you. Are you okay? It sounds like they just gaslight people, right? Like that.
Yeah, they're professional gaslighters. But no, all these comments, like think about that post that I just read, where it's like very obviously, like, okay, buddy, and then the top comments are like. People sharing their stories that are like the same story.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to be kind of sympathetic when we talk about conspiracy theories. Cause it's like, there's a couple
maybe
where it's like, maybe, yeah. Maybe I don't blame people for believing in it. Flat Earth.
No,
not the case. You know, that was pretty stupid. I think this is one of those ones where it's like, I want to hear what would sell me on it is like if we could easily find stories of people pre-1990 talking about Men in Black experiences.
Well, that was the
was not
the one guy doll. Dahl was pretty much the only one.
Yeah, but when did he tell that story? Was it like... It's one thing to say, oh, back in the
60s. I think he told it before. I think he told it before the movie.
Okay.
Gino seems to... I think that's why I said he was the father.
I believe... I don't know what publication. He told someone... I should look up the name, I guess. But he told someone, and then it was published somewhere. I'm very specific in my I'm struggling.
Look, guys, in the I'm book. Just saying. He told someone it was published somewhere. Sounds a lot like
1956, dude. That's way before the 90s. 1956. That was, they knew too much.
Where was it published, saucer. Though? Was that published in there's, like
in your
the,
mom's asshole?
The headline.
She was born in 75, Nick. So, ha ha ha. Joke's on you.
Shit. Oh.
Look, guys. Look. Look. I'm not the skeptic. It's not my role here. I'm the believer, but I need a little.
I don't believe
what
it.
What the fuck are you eating?
I'm obnoxious.
What the fuck are you eating?
I'm obnoxiously.
Nick, I'm taking a screenshot of the way you look on my screen right now because it is horrifying.
I can't even see you.
You look like the monster from Barbarian. No. What is that? What am I looking at?
I think that's a My Little Pony. That's Fluttershy.
Why?
It's Fluttershy.
Rainbow Dash, maybe? No, it's not Rainbow Dash.
What do you know about?
Why was that on your phone?
So I could show it to you.
Right, but why did you know what to search for to find it?
I went on Rule 34. I typed in My Little Pony, and I clicked on the first thing that came up.
You know what, Nick? That's a valid alibi. I'm not going to press it. I'm not.
That's what I did. Listen, you're looking at the guy. Did you find the cracko porn or did I find the cracko porn? Because you have no room to talk.
I think you found the cracko porn.
Kirby was the, well, if it was, then that's on brand for me and you don't need to think any more about it than you have.
This poor fucking guy, Nick. He thought he's going to come on to this podcast to talk about. He's like, yeah, we'll talk about the Men in Black. I love those movies. we fucking bring our friend. Our friend. Welcome a person we respect though. And enjoy.
Sure.
We bring him onto this podcast. We are now making him look at porn. Just
it's yeah.
Well, here we are. Men in Black, there's nothing to say about them. There's no evidence. There's a couple fucking stories that are all the same. There's the movie. Either they're really doing their jobs right or they don't exist. And that's really all you can, that's all you can say about it, man. And it's like,
I feel like,
why?
Okay. I feel like,
wait, Gino has thoughts. Gino has thoughts. We brought him here. He has thoughts. I want to hear the thoughts.
Haven't there been just like much more mainstream, like UFO, information released to the public and stuff? Isn't that like a big thing now? Like Tom DeLonge and stuff.
Yeah, didn't something yeah. just happen in Norwegia? Norway?
Nick, that is not a place.
Listen.
I don't know. There was that documentary that J.J. Abrams produced like a year ago. It was like just called UFO, and the U.S. government released a bunch of UFO stuff. And I don't know nothing about Norwegia.
Tiny Cuck 69 signing out.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm glad I could really contribute to the conversation here.
I'm glad, dude. I'm so glad you were here.
I am too.
You know, game changer.
I might be, you game know, like changer. Dying on the inside, but I am happy I'm here.
Come back. Here. Come back every week.
I'd be happy to.
Come back with in 3 months from next
episode. Maybe four. It's a big if.
Oi boy, oi bay.
We can
No, boy, it won't be. It won't be. It's too fun.
It's too fun. I'd do it again.
I would do it again.
I'd
do it twice.
Yeah, I'd do it again. I'd do it thrice.
But next time, let's get something that, I feel like there was more to talk about with the Jersey Devil than the fucking Men in Black.
You're right.
There's just nothing to say about him. There's nothing to fucking say about him.
There was the one guy. Well, they made the penny disappear. Did you read that one? Did you read that story?
Who?
The Men in Black.
Oh, the Men in Black. Yeah, they made the coin disappear.
We're not done. We're just starting. We're just getting started.
We're just starting?
This is the beginning of the episode?
This
he
is
just had all his evidence. He said he had a manila folder the whole time.
I got it all right here.
You guys can talk about this or this. Or
listen to here. Listen to here. I got it. What the
fuck are you, man?
I got it all here on the notepad. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's got a yellow fucking notepad with information, top secret information on the MIB.
Gino's chugging his chamomile. Do you see that shit?
He's a chamomile chugger.
He's a chamomile addict. He's like, I can't even fucking. He's chugging that chamomile. Man, he needs.
I've been like,
chamomile milk me, Dad.
I don't usually drink coffee, and I had a cup this morning, and I feel like I've just been really shaky and anxious all day. this is where we are.
All right. Gino, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Sorry it wasn't...
Almost cracked up to be. I got nothing.
No need to apologize. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
My fingers in my asshole.